We learned Rebbe last week. Udash of Alakach Ulakacha. And apparently the Rambam brings it, whether he passes like Rebbe or not, we discussed last week. But that's Rebbe's drasha for the Isser of Tzaras Erva. I want to point out to you the Taisis Yishanim, halfway down, the last word on the line, Ve'im Taimar, Taisis asks on Rebbe, Oynish Minayim. The Kasha, the Gemara asked on Gimel Amud Beis, on the Drasha of Aleha, the Gemara said, Oynish Minayim. That Kasha, which on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara asked on the Drasha of Aleha, the Taisis Yishanim asks here on Rebbe. In Taima, even the Rebbe lo nafak tzaris velitzrar umapik lay letzaris erva bezika lekad Reb Shimon. In Kain as hara shamanu einish minayim. Dachinam yamir leel, like the Gemara said on Gimel of Beis, v'kama tamalei mevenichrasu. Kain hashem lay mefkidem velitzrar tzaris the lefkidem velitzrar tzaris like sivkaris kabayu. In Kain einish minayim. Tais means how do you know karis? You can't say that there's no karis, that a tzara is only a lav, because chayv lav and get chalitza. So Taisus Tishanim asks, how do you know einish minayin? So again, I want to point out to you that like Rashi, it's not shver. Rashi in Kain said that the tzara is asr al teisha sach. Then once the Isser Tzara comes into play, the Isser Eish HaSach comes back, which is Rashi's Shita consistently. The Isser Eish HaSach comes back. If the Isser Eish HaSach comes back, so what are you asking? Einish Minayin? I know it's Karis. Eish HaSach is always Karis. So again, we see here, Yenem Achleikis Rishayim that we're going to see throughout, that Rashi holds that the Isser Eish HaSach does come back. And the kasha einish minayin is not a kasha. Tais Yishanim, who doesn't hold that the issa eish hasach comes back, so Tais Yishanim has the kasha, and Tais Yishanim has to come on to some sort of a teretz to find the einish that you get karis. Taisis Dibra Masl Kol says that according to Rabbi Hashdaleka Mitzaris Erva Karis. Taisus holds, not like Rashi, not like Taisus Yishanim, he says that Lamaskona, according to Rabbi, the Taki is no Karis by Yitzhara Sarva, the Taki is no Einish. So it comes out that this Machlaikis, if there's an Issa Eish HaSach, has tremendous Nafkaminis, according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, it could be there is Karis, like Rashi says. Taisus Yishanim also names on this Karis. Taisus seems to name on that there's no Karis by Yitzhara, according to Rabbi. So this seems to be vita the same old machlokes. Let's see the. According to Tyson, if you don't know, well, Tyson could be after the Teretz holds that there is Karis. But if it's not Eish HaSach, how do you know Tzaras Tzara according to Rabbi? So again, once Tzara is Asr, so Leko Lameimar Iboy Hai Nosiv Iboy Hai Nosiv. So I guess that's how you would know it from the same Isser. They need Iboy Hai Nosiv Iboy Hai Nosiv, I guess. Now let's see the Gemara, the next few lines. We'll be holding. Rabbana Haiva Lokha May Avdilai. Rabban Hai Ulakocha. I'm mispronouncing it. Rabban Hai Ulakocha May Avdile. Why do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk that Rebbe introduced? And Gimel Amud Beis, we didn't mention the pasuk. What do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? So the Gemara has Limudim for Ulakocha and for the Yidma. What are the drashas? Mibarak the Rebbeis Rechanina, then Rebbeis Rechanina. Ulakacha malamit shemagarsha begetu masira. That one's easy. That if a brother-in-law marries his Yavama, and then he gives her a get, so now he's allowed to remarry her. This is the raya I mentioned from the stipler last week, that when you marry your Yavama, the Eshesach goes off totally. Because you see that, you marry Yavama, you give her a get, you can take her back. V'yibma al-karcha. So here have three words in the Gemara, v'yibma al-karcha. As far as I know, these three words don't appear anywhere else in the Masechta. But it's a famous chiddush. V'yibma al-karcha, that yibum you could do even against the woman's will, which seems to mean that if a man loses his brother, and the brother's wife falls to him to yibum, and she refuses, she's not interested in him. It sounds like, even lechatchila, v'yibma is a lashon lechatchila. Sounds like you're allowed to be miyavim ha'bal karcha. Not a pleasant thing to think about, but that seems to be the din. Maybe it's even a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'yibma al karcha. Now, according to Avishol, you do chalitza, you don't do yibum. But like the Rabbanan, that yibum, the chalitza b'mokim yibum ain't a mitzvah, you're supposed to do yibum. So we learn here in these three words of chiddush, v'yibma al karcha, that a person could be miyavim his brother's wife, forced into yibum, even against her will. The first thing that bothered me is that this is not brought in halacha. There's a dalit, which in the Amish but near mitzvah tells you to look at the Rambam. Now, if you have my old Gemara, fashion Gemara, it says Perek Beis Halacha Yud, which is definitely a mistake. The Izvahad Gemara has it corrected to Halacha Gimel. It's Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samal Vav Siv Zayin. Or Siv Zayin. Now, there it doesn't say you could do Yubba Yibam Bal Karcha. It doesn't say it at all. What it says there is the first Mishnah in Perek Vav. The first Mishnah in Perek Vav, Habal Yevimte Be'mishaygin Be'mezit Be'inus Be'miratzin, Ethelushayk Be'imisid, Humezit Be'ishayk, Zuanus Be'ilayanus, Sehianus, Avulayanus, Echanamar, Echanamar, all these cases is all B'kiyam Etzisibam. Le'chiluk Be'bi'a Le'bi'a. So there in Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam, it actually doesn't bring that you could do Yiva Bal Karcha. So this is the first thing that bothered me. It's a Gemara. Like the Rabbanan, for Yibma Al Karcha, the Rambam doesn't bring it. Obviously, if the Rambam passes like Rebbe, it would be very good. Rebbe Darshan's for Yibma for something else. But last week we understood that we don't pass like Rebbe. So why is v'yimma al karcha not brought lahalacha, not brought l'dina? So I think the answer to that is we talk a paskin like this gemara, v'yimma al karcha. However, we paskin that midrabanan. Like the Rambo paskin is a kapashol. It's answered because you don't do yibam al karcha because lachatchila you do chalitza. Like the Bechaber and the Rambam, who don't pass like Abishol, they pass like the Chachamim, that you do Yibam first, the Chakasha, to bring the din of Yibam al Karcha. So the answer, I think, I didn't see anybody who has the Kasha, but I think the answer is, that later on Daf Yotes, we're going to learn, that Midrabanan, you have to do Maimer before you do Yibam. Midatayr, you go straight to Yibam. Midrabanan, just like someone who wants to get married, Stamazai needs Kiddushin v'nisuin. You have to do both. The same thing, to be Miyabim, and Rabbani need Maimer, which is similar to Kiddushin, and then Nisuin. Could you do Maimer Bal Karcha? And your test on the days is to Machlaikis. Rebbe holds, you can do a Bal Karcha, and the Chamod, you can't. We pass, and you can't do Maimer Bal Karcha. So it turns out, Midrabanan, you can't be Miyabim a woman Bal Karcha. To do a lechatchila, you can't. Because the Rabbanu are mechayiv maimer. A maimer itself is not bal karcha. So in Meila, there's no hechatimtza of yibba bal karcha.
Maimer that can't work.
That's what the Gemara says, that Maimer is a form of Kiddushin, just like Kiddushin is Vidaita, and Yibum could be Valkarcha. But now, if a person wants to go and do Yibum, he has to do Maimer first. Right? Because Midrabanan, you're not allowed to be Miyabma woman until you do Maimer. And since he can't get past the Maimer without Haratzin,
changing mind.
So the only Echetips will be if she changes her mind. If Bishas Maimer, she's willing. And then before Yibum, she changes her mind, that would be Echetips, with this Gemara would be Lahalacha. I mean, so it doesn't, it should still be brought Lahalacha. It's still not answering the Kasha. Every human being has a right to change his mind, no? No? Between Kedushin and Nesu'in, could a woman change her mind? That's fine. So, maybe you're right. Maybe it's not so possible she could change her mind. I'll tell what it says in the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't change. The Rambam says that if a woman falls to Yibum and she refuses, she's a Meiredes. She has no right to change her mind. But the Rambam doesn't say she should be Yabba Karcha. The Rambam says she should do Chalitza to her, and you don't give her a ksuba. So she's talking about supposed to change her mind, but for some reason, why isn't the Rambam Hizaiti? He's not bringing this Gemara, the Yabba Karcha. Maybe the Rambam means before Maimer. She falls to him and she refuses, so since she didn't do Maimer, you have no choice. After Maimer, she changes her mind, the Gemara will be Nagaya. I'll tell you, this v'yimah bar karcha, not only I didn't see it in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh and the Riff also don't bring it. At least they don't bring it here, and I don't think it's anywhere else in the Masechta. It's not Tzugat Seichent with a star to someplace else in the Masechta. So I'm assuming this is the place it's brought, that the Riff and the Rosh don't bring it. So it's a bit of a kasha why they don't bring it, unless you go along with this sort of cheshbon that I'm making now. The Gemara says, Rabbi, to Rabbi Yossi Rechadina, Malisha Nafka, Karcha Miyavami Yavai Leha Nafka. Okay. I'd like to talk about Yavama, Yivayimma Al Karcha. What it means that Yibum could be done against the woman's will. As you know, you can't be Makadish a woman against her will. Everyone knows that. Why? Why can't you mekadesh a woman against her will? Not a nice thing to do, but why is necha? Kiddushin is not chal against the woman's will. Why? In Masechtas Kiddushin, on Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says, midaita in, shalai midaita loy. Gemara says you have to have a woman's agreement for Kiddushin. The Gemara doesn't say why. In the Maseres Hashas, on the side of the page, he brings two reasons. He's really asking a kasha. That Rashi, in two places, brings two different reasons for the fact that it's not mutter to marry a woman bal karcha. Why can't you marry a woman bal karcha? So one Rashi is Yevamis Yitesam et Beis. It says, Rashi says, Kedushin da Alma. V'holcha v'hoisa li'ish acher midaita mashma. The pasuk says v'holcha, she'll go, v'hoisa li'ish acher, she'll marry someone else. It sounds like she's going. You go where you want to go. So it sounds like she's able to go and choose her husband. So Rashi on your testament bays, the Bramaslam Kedushin, Rashi says it's gzeiras hakasev, v'holcha v'hoisa li'ish acher midaita mashma. Rashi in Masechtas Kiddushin, Daf Mem Dalid, says Kiddushin Midaita Mashma. How do you know Kiddushin needs Das? The Be'inon Das Makne. It's not Xeris HaKosov, it's a Svara. Be'inon Das Makne. If I want to sell you a pen, you can't buy it for me unless I have Das to sell it to you. I want to sell you a house, you can't buy it for me unless I have Das to sell it to you. So Rashi says the be'inon das makne, you need the agreement of the seller. And the meila, that's why you need a woman to agree. She's selling. You know, we discussed in the past, what does a woman sell when she gets married? She doesn't sell her body. Her husband doesn't own a woman's guf. But she sells the koyach ishus that a woman has. She sells the ability to marry, that part of herself. She's selling it. Just like someone sells himself for an eved. He's selling eved ivri and gufei kanoi. But he's selling the right to his work. When a woman has kedushin, she's makna a certain chelik, what we call her koyach ishus, the ability to marry, she gives her husband, has control over it. So Rashi says, be'inan das makna. So there's a stira in the two Rashis. One Rashi says that you need a gzeres hakasav for the fact that you can't do a balkarcha, kedushin balkarcha, there's a havamini you could. And in the Sechtes Kedusha, Rashi says it's a svara, bina das makna. So we learn Kedusha, based on the days, that's a topic to talk about. Going there into the sugya of Tului Vizavin, Svinas Vini, if you can force someone to sell something, which is the Rajba there. What's Nagar to us? Is this stira the two Rashis? Why is it Nagar to us? We'll see in a second. Again, the question is by Kedusha. Why can't you marry a woman by Karcha? We have two reasons. Bina Desmakne and Gezeres HaKosov. The Sam Sefer in Kedushin on Daf Mem Dalet answers the stira. Sam Sefer says there's a chilek. By regular Kedushin, it's a svara. Bina Desmakne. A regular woman, Kedushin, you don't need psukim. It's a svara that you need Desmakne in order to be able to marry her. The Gemara on your test of it Beis is talking about Maimer by a Yavama. The Gemara there is talking the sugya of Maimer by Yavama. Although the Rashi there is going on Kiddushin to Alma. We'll have to see. But with the Chassav Sefer says there it's talking in a case of Maimer. And by a Yavama who falls to our brother-in-law, there's a concept of Mishamayim hu dekamaknila. That Shamayim is being makna the Yavama. And this is an idea of Mishamayim hu dekamaknila. So there, this taka svara that whatever Maimer you do should be even balkarcha. So there, Rashi comes on to Gzeres HaKosav, not just the Svara of Das Makna, but we see that Kedushin Di Alma only works this way because of it only works through V'holcha V'haisa. Is the Smachta, is the Pasuk in a Smachta? Maim is only Drabon on Leipay Sol, the way we paskin. You're right, I don't know how to answer it. I have to look at some cipher inside. Nachinami. So therefore, by Yavama be'etzem, it works balkarcha. So I would think that the Maimer should also work balkarcha. So you can't just tell me because kedusha needs das makna. That wouldn't apply in this case. So Rashi says gzeres hakasuv, so it applies here. Now how it applies here? If it's, I guess it's just kender isatiknu, because it's only because Maimer is a drabanan. I'm not sure how to, some sefer explains that. If he means kusken deraisa or not, then the pasuk would only be an asmachta. That nekuda, taku, we have to take a look at. But the yisayid advarim, the samsayif is really explaining this line of gemara. So saif is explaining why kedushin, it's a svara that das acheres that you need das makna and it can't be bal karcha. And by yibum, or it's gzeres hakasav. Gzeres hakasav could be any for any reason. The lamaisa by yibum it works bal karcha, and kedushin doesn't work bal karcha. You need das makne. The teretz is that the Torah is telling us yivama is bal karcha, v'yibma bal karcha. That yibum is mishamayim hu dekamaknila. It's a kinyan that's chal from shamayim to him. Now he's got to do yibum, but at least the haschalas hakinyan is from shamayim, and the meila. He could do it bal karcha as well. This is the basic, the fundamental difference between kedushin, which is midaita, and yibum, which is bal karcha. this idea of Mishamayim Huda Kamaknila. Now, right.
That's why you have to write the apostle, because Sora alone won't help.
Because you can't compare it. So you couldn't compare it. So, so the question is good. The answer is the pasuk, but that pasuk is only an asmachta. That pasuk is that I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, it's true the Gemara is saying that. I just had some sort of play. I don't know if he means because it's an asmachta, or he means that the rabbanon can take them. Either way, the point he's making is that the yimma bal karka works because of this idea of a shemayim hu dekam akdila. Now, this idea sounds like a Yisaidistic idea. The idea of a Shemayim Hu Dekam Aknila, or learning Yavamis, so it would be good to understand it. The first thing is, where does it come from? The expression, a Shemayim Hu Dekam Aknila, you're learning the Masechta. I don't know if you've bumped into it anywhere. One place I know the Gemara says it is in Daf Lamed Ches. It says there in the Mishnah Lamed Ches that when you're Miyabein, the ksuba goes on the dead brother's estate. The ksuba goes according to the dead brother's estate. The lashon of the Mishnah, Lamed Ches, Kansa, if a Yava marries his Yavama, Hari he ki ishtoi l'chol davar, she's like his wife for everything. Ubovad, except she takes ksuba al nuchsei ba'il harishon, except that her ksuba goes on the dead brother's estate. Okay, I think you're all familiar with that. That the ksuba goes on the first brother's estate. What does that mean? That means that the first brother had no money, the second brother doesn't have to have a ksuba. That's really what it means. If there's money, there's money anyway. But it means that the second brother has no achrayis ksuba b'chlau. The whole achrayis ksuba is on the first marriage. That's a very big chiddush. The whole achrayis is only, how could the second brother not have a ksuba, especially those who are ksubas deraisa? So when the Gemara wants to explain it, the Gemara says, why is there no ksuba? The Gemara has an expression, because Mishamayim Huda Kamaknila, he didn't choose this wife. Mishamayim, they gave him this wife. Now, this is what some Sefer is using to explain our Gezeres HaKasuv. I'm sorry, it's Alamit Tesamet Aleph. My taima, why no ksuba? Isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. That's Lasha Gemara. It's before the next Mishnah, the last part of the Gemara in that Mishnah. My taima, isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. They gave him a wife. The less law min harishin, tekinu lo mishayni. The Rabbanu wa misakin. The says min ha-taira, he's off the hook for ksuba. Rabbanu misakin, teish lay kalabain of laitziyah. In the Asvan Dairaisa, Klau Ches declares a Chakira in this idea. This idea that a Yava Mishamayim Huda Kohet Maknila declares what sounds like a Koliistic Shaila for this Masechta. And what? The Rav Yosef Engel has a say for Asvan Dairaisa, Aleph Sav Vav Vav Endinun, Asvan Dairaisa, which is, I think the whole Sefer is about 30 Chakiris, all Yisaidistic Chakiris in Komet Sayas HaTaira, all over the place. And one of them, Klal Ches, declares the following basic Chakira on the way Yibum works. As you all know, a woman falls to Yibum. She's, before her husband dies, she's an Eish HaSish. Her husband dies, she becomes a Yavam HaLashuk. She's not allowed to marry anybody. She becomes a Yavama Lashuk. And she has Zika, what we call Zika. Zika means a connection to her brothers-in-law. Her brother-in-law, if it's one, brother-in-law. His Chakir is the following. What is the Kavanas HaTaira in Zika? Is Yibum a Hemshech of the first marriage? In other words, a man, Reuven, got married. He didn't have any children. He died. Normally, if a man dies, the Eish HaSish falls away. Poof, it's gone. If he has no children, then the Eishes Ish is not still Zakaris. It gets lighter, but it remains. The Zika of the first husband's marriage, it continues. Which would mean that the Isser of Yavam Lashuk is a Hemshuk of the Isser Eishes Ish to the first husband. You could learn that Yibum or Yavam Lashuk is a Hemshuk of the first one. And then it's very Geshmak. When he marries her, the first Ksuba still continues. Why? Because it's a hemshik of the first marriage. The first marriage had a ksuba. It's not over. It still continues. There's still a hemshik of the first marriage that keeps on going. Or maybe not. Maybe the first husband dies. He's dead. It's gone. She's oisei shesish. It's all finished. A new issur falls on her now. Is this yavam l'shuk? A new issur. It's alive in the Torah. It's a brand new Isser that comes onto this woman. She finishes being Eishes Ish. The first husband is gone. He's dead. And now it starts something new. It starts an Isser of Yavam Lashuk. Maybe it's not a Hemshuch. L'may Nafkamina. His first Nafkamina, he says. Nafkamina is if Yavam Lashuk is an Avera that's Yehorek Val Yavar. What do I mean, is an Avera of Yehorek Val Yavar? Is a woman Yehorek Val Yavar on Arayis? No. A woman is always Karka Olam. The halacha is, someone forces a woman if it's nus, even if she's Neshes Ish. A woman is Karka Olam, means she's passive in the Maisa Bia, and therefore she's not Mechliyev to be Maisa Nefesh. A man is Yehorek Val Yavar on Maisa Arayis. Yehorek Val Yavar. Let's say someone is ma'anis a man to be boil a yavam l'shuk. He's ma'anis someone, he says, I'll kill you if you're not boiled a yavam l'shuk. Is the issa yavam l'shuk an arayis dikadin? It's an erva dikadin. It's a part of the eishes ish of the original husband. Then it's yahar val yavar. Are you going to tell me? But Eishes Ish is Karis. Yavam L'shuk isn't Karis. It's only Alav. But the halacha is, according to most Rishayim, there's something called Abizrayu da Arayis. Abizrayu means the secondary mitzvahs of Arayis, of Avodah Zarah, is also Yahar Val Yavar. Let's say somebody is going to die unless he's Nehenah from an Avodah Zarah. Being Nehenah from an Avodah Zarah is only a lav. Bowing to an Avodah Zarah is Nisa. Hanah from an Avodah Zarah is only a lav. But that's called Abizrayu d'Avodah Zarah. It's Yehorek Vayavar. The Rambam says, if somebody is sick, the only way he can be healed is to eat the fruit of an Asherah tree. It's Yehorek Vayavar. Eating from an Asherah tree is only a lav. Doesn't matter. Abizrayu d'Avodah Zarah, the Surim connected to Avodah Zarah, even though they may only be alive, are also Yehorek Val Yavar. The same thing, Abizrayu d'Arayis, according to most Rishayim, is also Yehorek Val Yavar. Abizrayu d'Arayis, that means a person is only Chayav Misa if he's Boyal in Erva. If he's Mechabek or Menashek in Erva, it's not. No misa, but it's Abizrayu. It's only a leisikravula galis. It's only a lav, but it's Yehorek Val Yavar because it's an Abizrayu of Arayus. Zok Rabbi Yosef Engel, what about Yavam Lashuk? Is Yavam Lashuk Yehorek Val Yavar or not? It depends on our chakira. If you're going to learn that Yavam Lashuk is an extension of the Isser of Eishes Ish, that she became an Eishes Ish to her first husband, to Reuven. And that Isser, Eishes Ish, didn't disappear when he died. There's a Hemshech of the Isser. It's more Kal, it's only a lav. But it's a Hemshech of the Erva. So then it's a Bizrayo d'Arayis, and it's Yehorek Val Yavar. On the other hand, if you learn that the Eishes Ish falls off, the husband died, the Eishes Ish is gone. It's a new lav. It's a brand new lav in the Torah of Lysia Eishas HaMeisel HaChutza. A new lav. New lavin. No reason to say it's an erva. The lav like the other Shasa lavim in the Torah. And every lav in the Torah is not Yahar Gal Yavar. So this is his nafgamina in his chakira. What? Pani pliyah is no yar vayavar. Right. You know, nida, which is karis, there's also no yar vayavar. It's only yar vayavar if it has a din erva. It's one of the what we define as arayas.
Why is it less than number of arayas?
Because there's no erva. You need an erva, an eshesish, or a relative, in order for it to be arayas. So you understand that? I hope you understand the two tzadim of the chakira. Is it a hemshech of the first marriage? In which case, it's a hemshech of an isereshesish. Or is it a new lav in the Torah? Now, I'm explaining it as simply as I could. If you look in the Asvan Dairaisa, he clears the chakira in two steps. Today, I'm not going to go into two steps. What we want to discuss today is not an afkamina. It's just going to confuse. The basic chakira is this chakira. Is it a hemshech of the first, or it's not a hemshech? So one nafkamina he said is Yahar Vayavar. He says a nice second nafkamina. There's a halacha that ain't dava shebe erva pachas mishnayim. The dava shebe erva, you need two edim to say witness. You need two edim to say edis. Let's say you know she's an eshesish. And now you want to know if she had a get or she didn't have a get. So you need two witnesses to say she had a get. Now, if a woman says in front of her husband she had a get, lechot to finish, the Gemara says she's believed. But stamazai, you need two witnesses, you need two edim. If somebody was assumed to be an erva, you need two edim to make the person ois erva. If someone is a relative and an erva to you, and now she claims that she's not a relative, that something there's some mistake, ain dava shev erva pachas mishnayim. Arayos need two Adam. By Isurim, Eidecha Nema Bisurim. By an Isur, you don't need two Adam. If somebody's an Isur, all you need is one Aid. So the Shaila now is a very big nafkanina. If you have a woman, you know this woman was married to Pliny, and you know Pliny died without children. And years go by, and somebody meets this woman and wants to marry her and says, what happened to your Chalitza? What happened to your Yibum? And she says, whatever she says. She says, oh, we had children. Or she says, there was no brother, or the brother died, or I had chalitza. So she gives some reason. Is she believed or not? Now, of course, if she has a pesha also, she's believed. If you didn't know, you meet a woman, and then she tells you she had a husband who died without children, she had chalitza. A pesha also, she's believed, even by eshesish. A woman says, I was married, that I got a get. She's believed. But let's say you know that she was married to someone who died without children. She has no pesha asim. You know that she was married to someone who had no children. So now she has no pesha asim. So you ask her what happened, and she tells you. Or even she brings Eid Echad who tells you. Or she brings Eid Dispiksav. Whatever she does, she takes out a paper from a bezdin that she had chalitza. Is that good enough? If you hold, like the first tzad of the Shaila, if you hold that Yavama Lashuk is a chalitza, is a eshes ishtik adin, it's a hemshuch of the first marriage, he says, if so, you need to aid him. If on the other hand you hold that it's not a hemshuch, the first eshes ish, the man died, and now your new love came. A new lav of Lysia Eishes HaMeisachutza. It's a brand new lav in the Torah. A regular lav is no different than Lysechel Neveila. Eid Echad is believed. Even a person himself, the Bailam, I believe. You go to someone's house, he tells you it's kosher, it's kosher. A woman tells you, I'm kosher, I have chalitza, she's kosher. So now, tremendous nafkamina between the two tzadim. If it's a hemshech of the first marriage, or if it's a Well, if we say that the first marriage is over, or not, and obviously that's totally in how you touch these few words in the Gemara. The idea of Mishamayim Hu Dekamaknila, the idea that the din of a woman of a Yavam Lashuk is Isha Hiknu Laimin HaShamayim. How do you know Isha Hiknu Laimin HaShamayim? I don't know, I guess from the Yimma, the fact that there's Zika. We know that Min HaShamayim is a Hemshach, and that the question is whether that's a continuation or not a continuation. We said the chalitza, we declare if chalitza is a matir or if it's a mitzvah. So should that be totally in this? L'chayrit not totally in this. Because this clare is what is the basis of the original issa? Is the original issa an ervatikadin or a lav? Now the Torah said that yele iser, which might be an erva, might be a lav, comes off of chalitza. So we could declare it's chalitza a matir or a mitzvah. At least the first thought. Right. Say she a chalitza, so what should be? If it's a matir, she should not be believed. She need aid. There we clarify if you need aid is le kiyume. Here, what would be by shchita? Shchita is a matir. But since it's an isser, an aid achra is believed, so he did shchita. So here, even if it's a matir, I guess it depends on what it's matir. Again, if matir is shesish, needs to aid. If chalitz is being matir in erva, then avad it needs to aid. If it's to at least you need to aid and that know what happened. And if not, no. So this is what? Yep. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel's Chakira. And he brings a number of Rayas, it seems to lean in the direction of it being a hemshach. He brings one raya from a Tosfos and Kedushin Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara Kedushin says that you can marry a woman, a regular woman, bekesef b'shtar b'biya. Zeh shteit in the Mishnah. You can marry a woman, bekesef b'shtar b'biya, bekesef menala, and stay Ephraim, b'shtar menalan from Yatzav Ahaisa, b'biyam menalan. So Gemara wants to say kavuchaim efem yibum. It's a kavuchaim efem yibum. Madach a yavama who doesn't have kesef or shtar is nikta b'biya. So a regular woman who's nikta b'kesef or b'shtar zicha has biya. So the Gemara says you can't learn from Yibum to Kedushin. The Gemara says, Mali Yibum, Shekein's Kukavai Medes. Yibum, she's already Zalkuk. So Bia finishes it. But to take a Pnuya, you can't learn from Yibum. Now from the Gemara itself, you can touch the Gemara however you want. But Tosfos there brings a Hesber. I had a mind to bring the Kedushin Gemara, I just slipped my mind. You look at the Lashon. Tosfos Lashon there is that the reason you can't learn it out is because by Yibum it's a continuation of the first marriage. This Lashon that we're saying now, by Yibum it's a continuation of the first marriage. It's a continuation of the first marriage, that's why Bia alone can be kind. There's no Raya to a regular Panuya. And it comes out that in Tosfos we have Kamak Klor in the Lashon of Tosfos, such a concept that it's a hemshach and it's not a new lav, but it's a hemshach of the previous. And if that's the case, then we have now a new understanding of the Gemara. Shemayim hu deka maknila, this idea that from Shemayim they were makna, turns out that it's a continuation of the first marriage. So when we learn out the yimma bal karcha, ayishin idas makna, how are we going to learn the Gemara? By Kedushin, you need us makna. She's makna herself. By Yibum, she was makna herself already, originally. She was originally makna herself when she got married the first time. She was makna herself, and since she was makna herself, it's a done deal. How do you know an almana is allowed to get married? Let's say she has children. How do you know an almana is allowed to get married? Anybody remember? How do you know? Stamazai, a married woman. Her husband dies. She has no brothers. He has no brothers. She's neshes ish. What happened? So if you remember the Gemara in Kedushin on Yud Gimel, I think, the Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara has two mahalchim. First, the Gemara has a svara. Hu asala, he's the one that caused the Yisr. If he's gone, then maybe she's muta. The Gemara is such a mahalach in the Gemara that since he's originally the source of the Yisr, so he should take off the Yisr. Hu asala, hu matir. Moshna Gemara. And then the Gemara says, no, it's Gzeres HaKasav. Where in the Torah does it say you're allowed to marry Yavama? Anybody? You're allowed to marry an almana? You know where it says? The Gemara is from Kain Gadol. Kain Gadol is also everyone else's mutter. But the Gemara there first brings a pasuk by someone who goes to Muhammad. It says a chassan doesn't go to Muhammad. Shema yamus be Muhammad the ish acher yikochena. He might die in battle and someone else will marry her. Oh. So we see that ish acher is allowed to take her. Anyway, the Gemara has two tzadim. Why an almana is mutter? Either gzeres hakasav or svara. He put the issa on her. When he's gone, the issa comes off of her. Gemara has two tzadim. By an almana, by a yavama, Rabbi Yosef Engel says that maybe it's totally in the two tzadim of the Gemara. If it's gzeres hakasav, so by Yibam, there's no such gzeres hakasav. So how do you know that that she's mutter? Then the svara is that it's a hemshach. If it's a svara, who asala, who matila? If it's a svara, then the svara is before he met her, she was mutter. He met her, he married her. When he dies, poof, he disappears. It's like before he met her, she should go back to being mutter. If it's a svara, who asala, who matila? So Humatiraisa, so that it should come off. So he's decided that maybe it's totally in there. Echshayya, the bottom line is that we have two ways of understanding the idea of Mishmaim Hudakar Maknila. The easier understanding is that it's a Hemshach. That's Mishmaim de Maknim, that's why Viyimah Valkarcha. On that. Now what's interesting is I always like, just for myself, I remember things better with stories. The Asman Dairaisa sends you to a Night of Yehuda. So I looked at the Shaila in the Night of Yehuda. I didn't get a chance to look at the Tshuva. I didn't write down the Maramakim, but it's there in the Asman Dairaisa. He has a very interesting Shaila. A woman married a man who had one brother. That one brother is a cheresh. The only brother he had is one brother who's a cheresh. Of course, the story is that the husband died without children. Now, if she falls to a cheresh, to Yibum, you have all kinds of problems. You really can't do Yibum. There's sveikis. She lives in Aguna. She's stuck. She claims that at the time that she got married, the Masada Kedushin made a tenai in the Kedushin. Now when he was Mekadish her, he was Mekadish of a tenai that if she should fall to Yibam, to his brother who was a Cheirish, the Kedushin should be bottled. That was a tenai in the Kedushin. It sounds like for the Rebbe Yehuda that's a derech to do such a thing. If you know someone's married, marrying someone whose only brother is someone who for one reason or another, Raglay Akuma, he has problems, he can't do Chalitza, that he makes such a Tanai. She claims that such a Tanai was made. They did an investigation. They tried to get the Masada Kedushin. He wasn't alive anymore. So they sent out for witnesses, if anybody knows. They got two witnesses. Who were the two witnesses? Nobody saw the Kedushin that was still alive. But one person had a letter from the Masada Kedushin where he wrote that he did a B'tanai. And the other person said that he didn't see the Kedushin, but he heard from the Masada Kedushin that it was done B'tanai. That's pretty good. I'm comfortable that it was done B'tanai. But the Rabbi Yehuda says, 1 minute. The PM of Lima Piksavam, letters don't help. It's not Edus. An Eid Mepiyed is also not an Edus. Someone told you it doesn't make Edus. So the Yehuda says, guess what? It's totally in this Chakira. If Yavam Lashuk is an Erva Dikadin, if it's an Erva Dikadin, then you need to aid him. MP of Olympic Sovereign is no good, MP 8 is no good. If it's an Isser Dikadin, a Isurim, not only is it good Mepik Sovereign, but a Raglayim Ladover is also good. So he clears this Shaila, which Dasun Darasa brings. I don't know if Yehuda is titled in this Chakira, but he brings it totally in this Chakira. So what remains at the end of the day is that we learn in our Gemara a Chiddush. That even though Kedusha needs Das Makne, as we know, Mesechtas Kedushin, Kedusha needs Das Makne, Yevama does not need Das Makne. Why doesn't it need Das Makne? Because there's Hakasa. But we have this tzad of the Chassam Sefer, that the reason that Yibum doesn't need Das Makne is because Mishamayim Hu Dekra Maknila, which at least according to one tzad, is that this is a hemshech of the first chasana, is a hemshech of the Isser on the woman, and that hemshech would continue to Asahar, and that's the source of Yivam Lashuk. So these are the two possibilities. Either V'yimma V'akarcha Stamek Zeres HaKasa, or V'yimma V'akarcha is a hemshech of the previous, and that's why it's V'akarcha, one way or the other. And either way, the fact that why the Paiskim don't bring this, why the Rosh, the Rif, the Ram, the Shulchan Aruch don't bring this, is something which would be nice. Even if we don't have a teretz, it would be nice to find at least somebody shares the kasha. You know, usually Gemara is not brought in halacha. Somebody ban derek's it. But maybe we'll find somebody yet before tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go up to the next Amid Ahav.